Thank you for giving me another opportunity to share with you concerning the topic that I selected.
我感谢有一个机会能够再继续在这个主题有第二次跟大家一起分享的时间。
Just to have some idea, how many of you were here a few weeks ago when I shared with you the first time?
大家上一次有在这里举一下手。
Thank you. I just want to have some idea whether you have a little background for.
只是要知道大家大概知道我上一次谈一些什么。
But I will still do a little recap of last time.
我大概会将上次讲的事情大概再讲一遍。
As you remember, I was saying that the IQ, the EQ, and the SQ, they are all gifts of God to us in His creation.
我上次提到过这个智商、情商跟灵商都是上帝给我们的天赋禀赋。
In fact, I took the liberty of call it the Trinity of our human nature.
我特别把这三个加在一起叫做三一在一起的商数。
Since God created us in His image,
神为了他自己的形象造了我们。
So He also gave us these three attributes that we can use in our lifetime.
他也给我们三个不同的秉性。 三个不同的方式的秉性。
You know, unfortunately, because of sin,
但是因为我们人的原罪,
all these qualities have been corrupted since Adam and Eve.
其实这是神给我们的禀赋，但是都已经败坏了。
So human nature can be good or bad depending on how we utilize this attribute that God has given us.
所以人展示出来的品格就有好有坏，因为不同的败坏的情况。
You know, this is always a moral question for all the people who think or the thinkers as to why there has to be good and evil in the world.
所以一些道德家一直在想，为什么人会有好会有坏。
And the really only reasonable explanation that we get is that because God wants to give us freedom.
这是基本上的原因，探讨都是因为神给我们有很大的自由度，做我们想要做的事情。
And in order to have unrestrained freedom, then we can choose whatever we want.
因为我们有很大的自由度，所以我们就会选择我们所愿意做的事情。
But unfortunately, not everybody wants to choose to do good.
但是不幸的是，并不是每一个人都愿意做他们认为应该要做对的事情。
So, even from the very beginning, when God first created, created us.
所以即使到了上帝起初造我们的时候，也是这个样子。
He gave us the freedom to choose.
他给我们一个很大的自由度，让我们能够有不同的选择。
Some of you may not have forgotten that actually God has two major creations.
或许我们大家忘记了，神有两个最大的创造。
The Bible told us that before God created us, He first created angels.
在上帝创造我们之前，他创造了天使。
He wants to have angels first because angels serve Him. They are His messenger, and in fact, He prepared angels to serve us.
他创造了天使，原先是一个信使，能够传达上帝的消息，也是创造了天使，能够来服侍人类。
So as far as I know, the very first creation mentioned in the Bible is the creation of angels.
所以第一个神的创造，很开始在创造人类之前就是天使的创造。
But we read in the Bible that a third of the angels rebel against Him.
但是我们知道有三分之一的天使都背叛了神。And
they became what we call Satan.
他就变成了撒旦跟撒旦的附属者跟随者。
So when Adam and Eve were created, God gave them freedom.
所以当亚当跟夏娃被创造之后，神给他们有完全的自由度。
And you know, as you know, sin is already present in at that time.
但是我们都知道，人的原罪在那时候都已经根深的蒂固在他们心里面。
So the serpent
tempted
Eve.
所以蛇就去吸引这个夏娃。
And so that was the beginning of the fall of the human race.
开始就是人类就从那时候开始堕落。
But as human being, we still possess these three qualities or attributes.
但是不管怎么样说，人还是有这三样非常宝贵的东西在他们里面。
The IQ, the EQ, and the SQ.
智商、情商跟灵商。
As I shared with you last time, we can think of the SQ as the basic material that we possess.
我上次跟大家分享的这个灵商是人具备一个很基本的一个品质。
Remember I shared with you about Tarzan.
我跟大家分享了这个泰山。
IQ need to be developed.
第一个，你的智商必须慢慢的发展出来。
This is a very basic potential and the material we need as human being.
所以智商其实是人很基本的一个品格。
God is fair. He gave us all of us have IQ.
所以神创造了我们之后，每个人都有固定的水准的 IQ.
And you later when I share with you how high, how low it is really not that important in God's sight.
在神的眼光当中，你的 IQ 是高还是低，其实并不是很重要。
But how we utilize it is the major.
但是最重要的是，你怎么样去运用你的高的跟低的商数。
You know, this country is full of opportunity, right?
我们知道这个国家就是有好多不同的机会。
But I was really surprised recently, I think a couple of weeks ago, when the news gave us the statistic.
但是我非常的惊讶的，在前一阵子有一个统计报告。
He said in this country, on the average, only about 50% of students graduated from high school.
但是这个报告非常的惊讶，只有一半的人从高中毕业。
And the worst is in Detroit, only 25% of the high school.
最糟糕的是在 Detroit 这个城市。
Why? You will ask why.
你会问说为什么呢？
I think it has to do how the student utilize of their IQ.
我相信很基本的问题是学生不知道怎么样应用这个他们的智慧的商数。
EQ also need to be developed. It doesn't just evolve on itself.
这个情商也必须要慢慢的发展，它并不会自己产生。
To me, EQ is like a emotional toolbox that we have.
对我来讲，这个 EQ 就好像情商就好像是一个工具箱里面一个情感的工具箱。
How we can produce an effective EQ, in the individual life depend on how we utilize.The toolbox to shape our life.
我们怎么样把我们的 EQ 展现出来？就是根据每个人怎么样去用这个 EQ 这个工具箱，怎么样去用它
？Of course, there are different aspects too. You know, EQ can be only limited to the human side.
它也有另外一个问题是，这个情商可能只是属于人类的这一方面。
Or you can even extend it up to the spiritual side.
它也可以慢慢的稍微往这个零的方向去发展。
This EQ, this toolbox is full of very exotic type of tools inside.
在这个 EQ 跟 SQ 里面有很多很特别的这个工具我们可以使用。
Last time I shared with you just a little secular example concerning Mario. Remember Mario?
上次我跟大家讨论到这个Mario.
He was one of the three Nobel Prize winner last year for medicine. Remember?
Dr. Mario. 他是上一个这个诺贝尔奖得主。
So human has a lot of high potential for achievement.
所以说人类真是有很多的这个本性本能能够发展到更好的情况。
And how we utilize this EQ make a lot of difference in terms of success or failure.
如果人能够好好的应用他的这个情商，基本上牵涉他未来的成功率。
But unfortunately, how you utilize this EQ can also mean it can become extreme evil or good in this life.
怎么样应用这个情商会导致到两种不同的结果，either是很好或者是很坏。
You know, is misuse of our EQ can lead to real failure and tragedy in human life.
如果说 EQ 不是正确的使用，会导致失败，甚至导致其他很恶劣的情况。
And of course, you all know that this is because of the sinful nature in human being that can have this potential for both good or evil.
这就是因为人的原罪的关系，我们会把这个 EQ 我们的本性用到不同的方式。
A lot of tragedies, a lot of calamity in this world because people utilize the EQ. They have high IQ, but they use the EQ in the wrong manner.
很多的情况就是一些悲剧、一些的灾难、一些的很不好的情况，就是太聪明的人，但是他的 EQ 不怎么样的应用。
And we can know that from human history how those people, we call them infamous.People.
我们在这个人类的历史上面可以发掘到很多这方面的例子。
Well, the next time we didn't touch in much, but today we are concerned a little more about SQ.
今天我们要特别专注在这个灵商这一个秉性。
I look at SQ as the work and the guardian and the guidance of God that He instilled on human being.
我把这个情商。考虑成是神给我们的话语，神放在我们心里上面的一个宝贝话语。
The SQ in human being give them the potential to look beyond the physical existence to a higher level.
这个情灵商给一个人能够往自己肉体以外的一个方向能够有更深的了解。
Because of this yearning for a higher level of satisfaction, that is how the religious thought came, you know, to people's mind.
就是因为人类对一个更好的品质的向往，才会产生这个情商方面的需求。
But unfortunately, people utilized after the EQ was awakened. SQ was awakened.
但是不幸的是当这个情商灵商的质数比较减退的时候
they became dissatisfied with just life alone.
他对当今的生活就不是非常的满足。
不满足
yeah.
So they looked for a higher level of life, which will be the spiritual side, the transcendental aspect of life.
所以他们会需要一个更上一层次的一个生命的意义。
But unfortunately, if they are not directed to the right path,
但是如果他们今天走的方向不对的话
they may look for the wrong way of developing the SQ.
但是他这个在这个灵商的发展方向就完全会导致错误。
This is how primitive tribe in the past, they observed the sun, the moon, the star, and all that because those things were beyond their control. So they thought that they were gods, and they used that, and they expressed that in the way they worship them. Or they may make their own idols and worship them as a way of expressing their SQ to a higher level.
所以在一些比较蛮荒的土著人，他们就会找到不同的方式，比如说去。敬拜太阳，敬拜月亮，敬拜其他的事情，去找他们生命更高一层的意义。
We understand that's why God gave us the Bible. That's why they got sent Christ.
这也是一个
direct us to the right path.
这也是一个很重要的原因。神把圣经赐给我们，让我们有一个正确的方式。
Well, I'm going to share with you a little more thought.As to related to the IQ, EQ, and SQ in a way because they are not separable.
我要继续分享，让大家分享给大家是这个情商智商、情商跟灵商并不是完全分开的。
But I can tell you what stimulated for me through this thinking of this topic is because I look at the young people in our church. I look at all the young kids running around during lunch hour. I said, what are their future in this church. And that is what actually brought me to this thinking about the IQ, EQ, and SQ, and how our church has this responsibility to also provide with them to develop and nurture these qualities.
导致我开始在想那些情商跟灵商的问题，就是看到我们确实小朋友在午餐的时候到处乱跑的时候，让我在考觉到小朋友在这方面是不是需要这些方面的事情。
Come to think of, not many people thought about the IQ, the spiritual aspect of thing, until they become adult life.
很多人并不会想到灵商的事情，还没有到。 他们如果还不到大人的情况之下，还不会想到这个灵商方面的这个事情。
Or when some tragedy happened in their life.
或者是因为有一些灾难的事情发生在他们生活里面，他才会开始想到灵商的事情。
Then they might go into this awakening of this SQ.
他才会开始思考到这个灵商方面的不足。
The spiritual quotient, the spiritual potential.
而是灵商方面的一个不足的情况。
But we don't need to have to wait till this tragic incident or traumatizing incident happened in our life before we can move on and awaken our SQ.
但我们实际上真的是不需要等到灾难到的时候才来思想这个灵商的重要性。
Won't it be much better if we have that awakened, have it activated much earlier in life?
那如果说我们早一点去知道那事情，不是很好吗？
Isn't it better if for a teenager, the parent give you a credit card that said that you can use it anytime you want now?
是不是很好？
Of course, we have a limit.
就是给 young people, they got 信用卡，现在就可以用了，不是很好吗？
Rather wait till they are grown up or have family.
或者是等到他们已经变成大人的时候。
I think the real advantage of a church community like this is the family, the young, especially younger generation, can be exposed to this stimulus to activate the SQ early in life.
所以是不是一个很好是我们这个教会的这个年轻人现在真能够开始去注意到这个灵商方面的事情？
Because as I said, there are some people who may not have this activated till they are way up in adult life.
就像我讲的，有些人到了大人、成人的时候才会想到这方面的重要性。
You know, we were in a deacon meeting, board meeting yesterday.
我们在昨天的执事会议的时候，我们讨论到。
And I would tell them that many times they have real concern, you know, for the future, for our youth and our youngsters.
我们讨论到这个未来，这些教会年轻人未来的情况。
And it always been mentioned a few times that the youth are not being challenged during our Sunday worship.
经常提到的是我们的年轻人在主日学，在礼拜天的敬拜的时候，并不是受到灵方面很多的这个探讨。
They come to church because under the pressure of the parents, if they don't come, they say, why? Why are you not coming with us?
他们来这边是因为家长迫使他们过来。
I think I'm not trying to make a thing out of this because we all young people went through that stage when we were brought up in a Christian family.
我并不要把这个重担加在他们身上，其实我们都是经过从这个阶段过来的。
Well, one of the deacons said, well, teenagers are like that.
有一个执事讲说，这个年轻人大部分都是这个样子。
And he had teenagers, you know, too.
And 他自己本身就有一些年轻人在家里。
He said teenager only think of three F.
他说这个年轻人想到三个 F.
Food.
食物。
Fun.
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 F-U-N. 乐趣，对吧？
And fellowship or
朋友。
Identity with peers.
And 交朋友，对吧？
Well, I don't think they are quite correct. Because I have been a teenager before, and I would say that the SQ came along when I was young, and I accepted Christ while I was still a teenager.
我认为这方面的论断并不完全正确，因为自己在年轻人的时候我就知道这个灵商方面的重要性。
I said, I admit that I have sin. I was a sinner.
我在很年轻的时候，我就知道自己有原罪。
We can't blame the teenager. We adult have the same kind of trend in life.
啊，我们不能怪这代年轻人啊，跟我们一样有同样的一个生活模式。
I would say on the average, adult have 3 S.
我认为大部分的大人有三个 S。
Success.
成功。
Security.
啊，安全，保障。
Social status.
跟社会的地位。
How many of you don't have this in mind when you went to college?
如果我问大家，不晓得对这三个事情是不是你心里在想，去念大学的时候所要争取的事情。
You want to do well in your what you like in your profession to be successful, right?
你一直都愿意是会成功吧
？You want to be secure. You want to have plenty of financial resources. You want to have security, not only financially but in health. You want to have good health.
你认为你？
Security in life.
你在财务上面，在身体上面必须有固定的保障。
And we want to have social status. We want to be respected.
然后你在社会的架构上面，你要得到某种程度的敬重。
Isn't that those our earning as yearning as adults?
是不是那就是我们在成长过程我们所需求的事情？
But the SQ I talk about, it requires quiet time of meditation and self-examination. Besides tragedy, calamity, wakening up a person to think about this,The other way to do that is in a quiet time. When you find that you are dissatisfied in a way with life or what life is all about, then you start to meditate, to think, to examine yourself. Then some of this question came in mind. Who are we? Where did we come from?
我们从哪里来?
What does it mean to be human?
到底成为人类的基本意义是什么意思?
What is truth?
什么叫做真理?
What is the purpose and the meaning of life?
到底生命的真正意义是在什么地方?
Why is there so much evil in this world?
为什么这个世界上有这么多败坏跟
And how should we live? And even more important, what happens when we die? What does it matter? These are the questions that a person, when he was awakened in the SQ, will ask.
这就是当一个人在灵商慢慢有发觉的时候，他会问到这些很基本的问题。
Won't you agree with me that it is better to have this question asked of ourselves when we are young than to when we grow up?
你同意我吗？现在就能够去开始探讨事情会比较好吗？不用等到你变成大人之后。
In my own way, I certainly feel that way.But one of the important things is that as a church community, as a church, parents, you know that the earlier you instill that in your children, the better for them. That's why in the book of Deuteronomy, at the time Moses, God direct Moses, he said, taught your children.To remind them, so they will not forget. When they grow up, they will not forget.
所以摩西那时候在讲说，小朋友从小就要开始教导这方面的事情。
I'm sure many will give testimony that when they exposed to that kind of teaching, that kind of awakening of the SQ in terms of the spiritual aspect of their life, even though they might have wandered out of their way during their lifetime of searching, when they grew a little older, when they met certain incident, they start thinking about life. Some of those things will start coming back to them.
所以早期在灌输这些方面的方式，即使他们的生活上面有点偏离，但是到早晚了之后，他们教导的早间事情会慢慢又回到他们心里面。
That's why childhood development and nurturing is so important.
所以说，在儿童教育发展上面，真是非常的重要。
I would like to just kind of make a few statements concerning what I thought about this quality of SQ, just to share with you about my thought on the SQ.
我有几个意见，我必须跟大家一起 share， 就是怎么样去发展这个情商，智商，情商。
First of all, I believe that high IQ and high EQ doesn't necessarily lead to high SQ.
如果说你的智商跟情商都非常高的话，你的情商不见得会非常高。
I believe this is the fairness of God creating us. Each of us might have different level of IQ, EQ.
但是神创造我们的时候，人的创造，每个人都有不同层次的智商跟情商。
But our level of IQ and EQ doesn't necessarily limit our level of achievement in SQ.
但是不管智商情商是怎么样，我们的这个灵商不会受到限制。
If you think deeper into this, maybe you agree with me.
如果说你仔细思想的话，你就会知道，你会同意我。
People who have high IQ and high EQ.
如果说一个人有一个很高的智商跟情商，
they may end up in a very low EQ, even if it has been activated with it all.
但他的灵商可能是非常的低。
Why? Because the element of the original sin, the human pride and the self-centeredness, limited their potential. So for the IQ and EQ to be developed to achieve a high SQ.
因为人的骄傲会限制这个人发展很高的一个灵商。
So in a way, I can say that IQ and SQ are not directly related.
所以我跟大家结论的讲是，智商跟灵商这不是有直接的关系。
In God's sight, you could have a rather low IQ or average IQ, but you could have very high SQ.
在神的眼光当中，你即使你的智商非常的低，但是你的灵方面的商数可以是非常高的。
However, if you have a good IQ and a good EQ, and you use them well, you can become a real high SQ person in God's sight.
但是另外一个方式来讲，如果一个人的智商跟情商很高的话，他有一个很高的一个他有比较大的一个好的方式能够发展灵商方面的秉性。
I suppose that we can say that some of those very well-known figure in Christian history are some of those people.
我可以回想到在基督徒历史里面基督教历史里面有些很出名的一个神的使徒。
Another concept I'd like to share with you is that there are some differences between the IQ, EQ, and the SQ.
另外要让大家指出的是，这个智商、情商跟灵商有些不同的不同的因素。
I already share a little bit of that with you already.
我会跟大家分享一下。
But I'm going to elaborate a little more.
我会稍微再跟大家分享一下它的细节。
I would say that you can humanly measure IQ and EQ in a human way.
我们这个都知道这个智商跟情商可以用人的方式来量测。
By using human methodology.
用我们人的一个量测，人类的量测方式。
But to me, my impression is that we cannot measure a person SQ.
但是我自己认为，一个人的灵商是没有办法量测的。
Because only God hold the ruler, the rule for measuring SQ.
神是唯一能够鉴察人跟量测人的灵商的。
I would like to share with you why I said it, and that's by sharing some verses from the Bible.
好，我要跟大家一起分享几段的经文。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
彼得前书第一章第十七节。
It says, since you call on the Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your life as stranger here in reverent fear.
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主
，The word I want to emphasize is impartial.
我要让大家注意的是不偏待人。
I believe the King James Version give a little bit more in depth feeling about. I think believe the King James said God has no respect of person.
在 King James 这一本的圣经翻译的圣经认为神对what is it again?
No respect of person.
神对人没有
In other words, NIV said impartial. God is saying that I don't care if you are male, female, doesn't matter. Whether you have an IQ of 50 or 150, it doesn't matter.
神对每个人都不是会去分辨，either是男是女，或是有不同的智商。
Whether you were born beautiful or ugly doesn't matter.
或者是你是什么样的外表长什么样的程度
？Because in God's sight, everybody is the same.
在神的眼光里面，每个人都是一样的。
So in other words, I'm saying that doesn't matter if you have a high or low IQ or a high or low EQ in a way.God give you the potential to have development of good SQ.
不管你的 IQ 跟你的智商跟情商什么样的程度，神给每个人都有基本的机会，能够发展很高的灵商。
And it depends how you subject your IQ to be used. SQ to be used. I'm sorry.
基本上是你怎么样把你自己灵方面的事情交在神的手上。
You know why? Because The Bible told us God doesn't look at our performance.
因为神不看重我们的外表的成就。
God only look at our heart, how we subject ourselves to God, our Creator.
神只看到我们内心。
Because our performance is an outward expression.
因为我们的成就都是在外表给人家看的。
We can do something and yet feel differently in our heart.
我们可以做了很多事情，但是我们心里面的感觉是完全的不一样。
There's one of the major things that Christ was against the Pharisee when he was on earth.
这就是耶稣在世上的时候对法利赛人的一个很的感觉。
He's saying that you make up your own law and your own custom and your own tradition of observance, and you look very good on the outside that you are doing all those things.
那法利赛人在很多方面，他们有自己的法律，遵守法律一点都不缺。
But in your heart, you are not right.
但是他们心里面却完全都。不是正确的。
I believe that one time he said you are like a whitewashed wall.
他有一天说，这个你们就像一个外表是白色的，但是内心是奸恶的一个狼。
So in that sense, I think that God is very fair for each one of us.
我这样讲的话是，神真是对每个人都是非常的公平的。
To God, popularity is not a landmark of success.
对神来讲，一个人的这个一个人的受欢迎的程度并不是很重要的。
And every person is unique in the sight of God.
每个人在神的眼中里面都是非常独特的。
In view of that, the Bible taught us, you know, judge not, that you be not judged.
神跟我们讲说不要去判断其他的人。
As I understand, he is saying not that you don't judge things as a way of evaluating the rationale of things, but said that you cannot be critical about others because you yourself, it's like a wood beam, I would say, like a beam in some eye, and why to others, just a speck.
基本上神讲说你不要去判断，因为你自己也就是这个样子。
So in that sense, we shouldn't really compare one another in terms of our SQ.
所以说我们不应该彼此相互的比较，根据我们的灵方面的商数。
Even as religious leader, even as pastor or leader in the church, they should look at other people and evaluate other people in that kind, with that kind of measure.
我们不应该去判断每各种不同的
As to how spiritual this person is versus how spiritual the other person is.
这个人比较有灵性，那个人比较有灵性，比较没有灵性。
But because, as I said earlier, only God can measure this SQ.
就像我讲，只有神能够在这个判断一个人的灵商。
Our job and our meaning in the Christian community is to encourage one another to do better.
在一个教会的社区里面。彼此相互鼓励，在灵商方面彼此建造。
To meet each other needs, to help one another in time of trouble and need.
在彼此相互帮助，当有人需要的时候。
Not to gossip against each other.
但是不是讲琐碎的话。
So it doesn't matter who has A or B or C in terms of spirituality from our human standpoint to God, it might be the reverse.
所以在我们人的标准里面，或许你给一个人打了个分数 A， 给人打了分数 B， 给人打了分数 C， 但在神的眼中
，Because we all know how our relationship with God is for individually.
了解的就是神了解我们跟他的关系。
And I believe that one of the way that we can tell is ourselves.
我认为是了解你自己的就是你自己。
Because we know ourselves how obedient after we believe in God, how obedient we are to His will in our lives.
我们自己了解我们怎么样降服在我们是怎么在什么样的程度降服在神的底下。
Because only we know ourselves the best in terms of what kind of condition spiritually we are
living with God. 唯一了解你自己跟神的关系的人就是你自己。
And the Bible also told us, God knows us better than ourselves.
圣经又继续的重复说，神了解我们比我们了解我们自己更。
Why? Because sometimes we have some biased concept some kind of biased concept of our own self.
自己对自己的了解上面，有些情况下是歪曲的。
You know, God look at it so close, He's looking at us with a microscope.
神用一个显微镜观察我们每一个人。
You're just looking at the surface. When we go in front of a mirror, we say, today, oh, I look pretty good, well combed, well dressed, I look pretty good.
我们自己看的话就是站在一个面镜里面自己看看自己头发。
God use a microscope to go through our skin and say, well, no, you have a lot of stuff there inside, they're not quite right, you better...You won't know until maybe later they will come out. You may have a boil start coming out. You may have white hair growing out in a few years. You can't tell. God already knows they are going to come out of there.
但是神是用一个超倍的显微镜观察到我们每个人的一个任何一个 detail.
Because God knows our potential. He knows our sinful nature. He knows how we're going to utilize that, whether for good or for evil.
神知道我们怎么样，我们会怎么样去应用我们的本能。
So to be fair, we can say as a church community, as we all sitting over here, God look at all of us the same.
我们现在坐在这里，神看到我们每一个弟兄姐妹跟朋友都是一样的。
We cannot grade one another. Only God can grade us. It doesn't matter where you are in the leadership position or higher up, the same from the outside in this church community. But it doesn't matter in God's sight. That is not important. We won't take time to look at it. When you go home and look at 1 Corinthians, read through chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians.
大家回去可以看一下《哥林多前书》。
Paul wrote to Corinthians and said, don't have any conflict and argument or despise against each other. He said, all of you are having important position in your Christian community. So in the church, every one of you are important in God's sight. Because a Christian community is like the body of Christ. Each body, you can have eye, nose, ear, mouth, throat, you can have hands, and fingers. Each member is just as important as the other. Not only that, you care for your body, right? You cut your finger, you want to do something. You can't leave it alone, it's bleeding, it's hurting. You do something about it.
除了这以外,
so the purpose of this community as members is to help each other when we are hurt. God wants us to utilize our SQ in that manner too. So I won't drag on to this with this idea. I just make a few summarizing statement about this IQ, EQ, and SQ. IQ and EQ require great human effort for achievement.
在智商跟情商方面需要人很大的努力才会得到高的商数。
You have to put effort in it.
你必须要花很多的心血下去。
Whether you learn to study a certain topic or whether you want to be good in arts to learn to play the violin, the piano, you have to practice it.
或者是很用心的在画图或者弹小提琴。
The potential are there, but you have to practice it.
你是有这方面的本，但是你必须去应用。
You have to persist and be patient in utilizing, then you will have success.
你必须要继续的在方面的跟进，才有方面才会有成就。
However, the mentality for SQ is a little different.
但是我们的对SQ方面的了解确实不同的。
It doesn't depend on how many meetings you have gone to or how many books you have read about spirituality, or how good you are in attending so many meetings or go to conferences, you know, spiritual conference and so forth. But it depends on how we let God come in our life and how submissive we are to His will. It's interesting in Luke chapter 10, there was a little incident that you many of you remember. It's about Martha and Mary, all of you know.
关于的, Maria 跟,
Mary and Martha invited Christ to come to their house for dinner.
玛利亚跟马瑟, 邀请耶稣,
Martha was busy in the kitchen.
马瑟,
马大在厨房里面非常的忙碌。 Oh, I have to make sure this rice is cooked.
他要认为这个米必须要煮熟。
This vegetable is done well.
And 很多事情做好。
And make sure this pork chop is, you know, done right.
你认为这个煮的这一锅啊、煮好。
So she was busy around the kitchen, running around.
所以马大是真的是很忙，在厨房里面忙上忙下。
Mary didn't do a thing. He just sit there and listen to Jesus. Want to talk to Jesus? She just listened and sit down and talk to Jesus.
玛利亚什么都没有做，就是专心的听耶稣说话。
So Martha was complaining and said, "Lord, what are you doing? I'm busy here. Why don't you have Mary come and help me?"
And 马大就疑问为什么耶稣不叫玛利亚过来帮忙。
So what did Christ say? He said, "Martha, you are busy and distracted by many things."
但是耶稣说，马大，你真是所有东西都分心了。
But you have missed the blessing that Mary had.
但是你没有你却失落了很多的赏赐。
Basically, said that Mary is finding time to relate to me.
但是玛利亚有找时间来跟我有交通。
In a matter, it doesn't matter. If he just arrives for the dinner, it'll be fine.
在马大的眼中里面
，He doesn't need to have all those dishes of different courses.
他必须要有不同的很多不同的菜样。
Now I added the last part. The moral story is that we are very busy in our life today, especially in this country, doing this, doing that. We have a schedule 24 hours or fill in.
在很多的事情方面，我们真的是很忙。在很多事情方面，我们都焦心焦虑。
But in order to develop this SQ, God said, you have to quiet down. You have to sit down and meditate and think about life sometime.
但是如果说要在这个灵商方面你必须要发展的话，必须要跟神有一个安静的时间相处。
And that's why it is so important for us to take time to be close to God.
所以说真是非常要让我们有一个时间能够跟神有连接。
But it might be a little critical to us, but is it possible some of us don't even have a personal Bible?
或许我并不是特别要讲，但是
How are you going to develop your SQ if you don't even read the Bible, except to read it on Sunday?
如果没有圣经，自己没有一个个人圣经去研读的话，怎么样能够发展灵商这方面的商处？
I'm not saying this to be critical because in my own life, I even become a Christian. I neglected this personal devotion many, many times in my life.
我并不是对某些人有这样的严肃的要求，但是我知道这方面是很重要的事情。
Thinking back, there are a lot of time when I feel discouraged, feel unhappy, so forth, because I have not been close to God.
很多情况我发现到我非常丧志的时候，基本上原因都是因为我跟神的关系不再像以前那么好。
This theme for this year is that God's word.他话语是生命的粮。
今年的主题是生命，主就是生命的粮。
If you don't get fed spiritually, you're going to starve.
如果说在生命的粮里面没有继续的喂养，你总有一天会有一天会饥饿的。
This what happened to our spiritual life.
在我们里面生命里面经常都是这个样子。
So I said that.There are three prescriptions, basic prescriptions for the development of SQ in each one of life.
所以说给大家有三个药方，药方怎么样去发展灵里面的商处。
This prescription also are prerequisite. If you don't get it, you cannot go on. Just like if you don't have certain prerequisite, you cannot take certain course in college.
这三个药方也就是在发展情商所必须要准备的事情。
The first prescription is in John 14:6.
第一个是在约翰福音第十四章第六节。
Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
You have to know the truth.
我们必须要了解认识真理。
If you don't know the right truth, you cannot go through the right path.
如果不晓得真理， 我们走的方啊道路就不正确。
Number two，
第二个药方。
Colossians 3:16。
哥罗西书第三章第十六节。
It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom."
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
And as you sing psalm, hymns, and spiritual song with gratitude in your hearts to God.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、彼此劝诫，心被恩感。
The words I want to emphasize is the word of Christ.
最重要的就是神的话，基督的道理。
This is our guideline in life, the Bible.
就是我们生命的领导。
If you don't read it, if you don't study it, you have no way to know what is right, what is wrong.
如果我们没有去认识这一本书的话，我们就不知道什么是正确，什么是不正确。
Number three.
第三个药方。
First Thessalonians 4:7-8. God who gives you His Holy Spirit.
神给我们一个圣灵。
You know, when we accept Christ, God gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart.
当我们接受神的时候，神就将圣灵放在我们的心里面。
Each Christian has His Holy Spirit in them.
每一个人都在心里面都有他的圣，都有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the person that awakens that person as you.
这个圣灵就是把一个人的在灵里面的智商叫醒唤醒。
The Holy Spirit teaches us the right way, not the left, not the right, but the right way.
圣灵会跟我们讲怎么样是正确的方式往下走。
So by basically the three prescriptions that we need to have the proper SQ is number one, we have to accept Christ as our Savior. He is the only truth.
三个药方，第一个就是耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
Number two is that we have to accept the Bible is His word, His instruction for our life.
圣经就是我们的真理。
And third is that we have to utilize the Holy Spirit in us.
第三个就是我们必须要怎么样的让圣灵来帮助我们。
I tell you, it requires a lot of humility, a lot of submission to what we believe.
另外的事情就是我们必须要谦卑才能够去学到这方面的事情。
That's why all of us struggle in our spiritual life because we want to be the control person.
经常的就是我们自己。
But if we let God control our life, that is where we develop our SQ.
但是我们如果把我们的生命降服在神的脚下，我们就有办法去发展灵商。
Do I know your SQ? There's no way I can know.
我没有办法了解每个人的情商的程度。
That's why I said only God can measure our SQ.
只有神才知道我们的情况。
But the higher our SQ is in God's sight, God is saying that the more meaningful our life will be. Not only here, but in preparation for the future.
神说，如果说在我们情智灵商方面有很高的商数，我们的生命就会更多有比较大的意义。
Well, in closing, along this line, as you know, today you have a brochure, you have a added insert today, right? All of you have insert and bulletin.
结束之后，大家看到你今天的设计的 program 有一个。
Well, you can look at it now. You can look at it now in advance. Because in our board meeting yesterday, we have a little hot heated discussion.
我们昨天有一个很激烈的讨论。
Apparently, there was a feeling that MCCC is not doing or performing as well as it should be.
我们认为南湾华人基督教会并没有我们想象的运行的很好。
So the pastor suggests that we pose some question for people to evaluate our church, and then next week you're going to be in small group discussing some of this thing, so that the church can get some response about your feeling about MCCC.
所以你在单张上面填了很多问题啊，想让大家能够想一想思考一下，在下个礼拜我们在有会员大会的时候啊，我们会分成几个小组大家一起讨论。
But after thinking about it last night, going home, and some a little bit this morning, I just want to add one thought, if I may, about this concept about the church.
我想要补充一点关于这个单章所要讨论的问题。
You all remember Robert Kennedy.
你们大家都知道这个甘乃迪。
I'd like to just kind of borrow his word, his famous.
我想要引用他所讲的几句著名的话
，and change it a little bit，
把稍微改了一下下。
He said, "Ask not."
我们
ask not.
不要问
what the church can do for you.
不要问教会能为你做什么。
Ask what you can do for the church.
但是问说你能够为这个教会做什么？
Now of course this is not what he said, but I borrow his phrase and change it a little bit.
我稍微改变了一下换成这个方式。
You know, one of the way of improving our Christian community is, isn't that if we have this attitude, it will make some difference.
如果说我们真的有这方面的态度，
if we take the attitude, you know, as members of the church, if we take the attitude as we go on to the next week to theannual business meeting. What if we have this kind of attitude? Will it also already improve the church?
如果我们有这样的态度， church 就会教会就会有进步。
The attitude not just to come here to receive, but come here to contribute.
的态度是不是来这边来接受，但是来这边能够侍奉贡献。
Not as a spectator.
但是不是来这边只是做一个观望者，
but as a participant，
但是来这边一个参与者。
But that's all I can share with you, and I hope that we all think about this in our life. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you these thoughts.
我相信鼓励大家在这方面能够思考，也感谢有这个时间跟大家分享。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
Pray that you forgive us when we have failed you or failed each other.
我们祈祷你，我们有失败的时候，你原谅我们。
But we are thankful that you are impartial. You look at us all the same.
但是我们感谢你，你对我们每个人看起来都一样。
You gave us all different potential.
你让我们每个人有不同的本质，不同的本性。
But all our individual potential are different. We cannot compare one another.
但是因为我们本性不同，我们没有。没办法彼此相互比较。
All you ask us is to be faithful to what use what we have or what you instill in each one of us.
但是你要我们忠心的运用我们自己的本性，我们的本能。
You all will also realize our sinful nature prevent us from expressing a lot of this good qualities.
但是因为我们的原罪，我们没有办法把我们自己的本身完全的发挥出来。
And I at this time pray for myself or each one of us that you give us.The power of the Holy Spirit to be able to control our sinful nature in a form that we can achieve our life meaningfully for you.
我们这样子为我自己跟为所有的众弟兄朋友祷告，让我们能够克服我们自己的原罪把我们的本性完完全全的发挥出来。
We pray for this church.
我们为这个教会祷告。
So that this will become the place where we can share and encourage one another, help one another.
我们为着这个教会祷告，我们能够在这个教会成为彼此相互帮助、相互祷告的地方。
So that we can develop this attribute you have in store on us.
所以我们能够继续将你放在我们每个人的本性，继续的发展，继续的发挥。
So we can develop to have a meaningful life.
所以我们在生命上面会有过着有意义的生活。
So that when we grow old, we will not regret.
所以我们在老的时候，我们不会反悔。
But thank you in Christ's name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.